on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Welcome in. The Big 12 will allow its football programs to start holding voluntary workouts starting June 15th. And they'll also allow the remaining fall sports athletes, volleyball, soccer, cross country, etc., to return July 1st. Winter and spring sports have a July 15th target date. And a lot of people were saying football's got to get 6 weeks of practice. It got to get going by the middle of July. A few weeks ago, we have Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Him and I were kind of in agreement. Actually, I think he brought it more to the point. I agreed with him that, you know, up until just a few years ago, August 1 was the start of training. So 4 weeks could have been enough. But even with the middle of July, even with that 6 weeks, getting Big 12 football players in for voluntary workouts by June 15th, it's a good 10, 11 weeks. So before the week one games, before the start of the season. So it's great. You know, and Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley, a couple of weeks ago, he had said that he thought it was a horrible idea of getting student athletes together by June 1st. And, you know, if you've got the safety measures in place, the thing that I was saying is, why not? Why not get them in early? Because you can kind of corral or keep your players in their own self-quarantine. I mean, if you've got 100 players that are at home, a couple of siblings, who knows where they're hanging out, what they're doing, younger siblings, you don't know where they're going. You got mom and dad or a guardian going to Walmarts, going to Lowell's. Where I'm from, that's where we put S's on everything, and the things that don't even belong there. Walmarts and Lowe's, and I had a neighbor who called it Lowell's once. Like, what is it? But you know what I'm saying? I mean, people are just mob places. So you've got all this exposure, possible exposure. Why not get the students in as quick as you can? And then what you can do is you can break them off into positions, and you can have them go, you know, 15 at a time, keep them in a small group, and you do that for a couple of weeks. And then after that, maybe you introduce all of the defensive players together. Now you get up to about 50. So you start at 15, you go a couple weeks, get up to 50. And after they've been there for a month, then maybe you can integrate the whole team by the beginning of July. So I get what Coach Lincoln Riley was saying, that June 1st kind of seemed like a rush, but if you have the safety measures in place, I didn't see anything wrong with that because I think it would actually be safer for the players. But listen, June 15th works out just fine. That's outstanding. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard thinks the football will return on time. He said one big change that you'll see in the stands, this is kind of an interesting approach, the Cyclones plan to limit their capacity to roughly 50% of Jack Trice Stadium. And they're only going, so you're about 30,000 fans tops. And they're going to limit the entrance of the games to just season ticket holders. And so far, 22,000 season tickets have been renewed. So that's an interesting approach. What if games don't start on time? I saw this in the Kansas City Star. They used Kansas State as an example. They've got contracts. What happens if they can't play games against Buffalo on September 5th or North Dakota on September 12th? And they've got a money agreement with those schools, payouts for those schools. The Kansas City Star got the language of those contracts, and there is relief for both parties of any obligations. But some of those things that are mentioned, fire, flood, hurricane, tornado, earthquake, war, rebellion, no mention of a pandemic. So I'm confident. I've been confident for a long time. I said 3-4 weeks ago that we will have that first game, that Thursday night, September 3rd, Oregon State at Oklahoma State. I said it before. I'll say it again. I think we're going to have it. Speaking of having stuff, I got a great guest coming up next. Baylor Athletic Director Mac Rhodes will join us. We'll hear what's going on in Waco as they get ready for the start of football. A lot of momentum there at that school. So Mac Rhodes is standing by. If you can't hear the show live, download it as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you download, and search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack, and joining me now is Mac Rhodes, the athletic director of Baylor. And the Bears, things kind of ended abruptly, and we'll talk about that, the season that basically every program that was going on there for Baylor was just having an incredible season. But Mac joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Mac, welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you again. You said you were grateful and excited about the return of football student athletes coming back on campus on June 15th. Personally, how confident are you that the college football season starts on time?
You know, right now, and as you know, Bill, things are so fluid and can change, you know, abruptly, but I'm confident, and I think that we will start on time. I think this period right now, from this date up until you know that September 5th date, that week one, or if you're kicking off week zero that week before, I think it's critical. I think it's really, really important in terms of how we onboard our student athletes. And if we do that carefully, if we do that really, really well, I think that sets us up for a return, to football on time. And, we in our industry have to do a great job of working with our local, public health officials, our medical directors, team physicians, all of those things. And again, I think if we do it thoughtfully, carefully, then I think we'll be in a good place on September 5th.
Give the listener just an idea of what your day is like and the different people that you communicate and the updating. That it has to be incredible, the amount of time you spend on the phone or in Zoom meetings. And
yeah, it's interesting. I said this on a different interview. You know, when we were beginning this, back in March, I got with the executive team and I had this list of about 12 things. I'm thinking, all right, now that we're on hiatus, so to speak, we're going to be able to tackle these 12 things, right? These game changers. I think we've gotten to one of them because of just how consuming just dealing with COVID-19 and all of the planning. And so, to your question, my day is as packed as it's ever been. And it's filled with Zoom meetings, and those range from a variety of people on campus, a variety of people within your own athletic department. And then, all of the all of the conversations and Zoom meetings at the conference level. And that takes a bunch of time. And then, you know, meetings with your medical directors and team physicians and the public health officials. And it's just it's a variety of a bunch of different people. And it consumes you. And you also try to have some normalcy and try to stay in contact with your donors as best you can, trying to stay in contact with your student athletes as best you can. You know, we'll have Zoom calls with our student athlete advisory committee and checking on them. So it's a wide range of people. And again, it's every day, and you wake up and you feel like it's Groundhog Day, because it's just it's the same thing. And but it's part of it. And you know, again, grateful, as you mentioned, that at least it feels like there's some light at the end of the tunnel with student athletes returning. And again, we've got to do it really, really well and make sure not just our student athletes, but our staff as well, that we're really thoughtful and careful in how we onboard them.
Mac Rhodes, the athletic director for Baylor, joining us on Big 12 this week. A jump ahead a little bit, because this is something that just fascinates me. You're talking with your health officials and people on campus, and you're focused in on Baylor. You're also talking conference-wide. So how do you, if you have health officials, say, at Oklahoma or in the Norman, Oklahoma area, who believe things should go a certain way, and then maybe you've got some in Fort Worth that feel it should, you know, maybe go this way, how will all of that come together? And you'll have 10 organizations, 10 schools figure out, yeah, this is the best way that we move forward. And how do you integrate different thoughts from different people coming in, trying to all get to the same point, but there may be differences of opinions on how you get there?
Yeah, very, very thoughtfully. It's a great question, because, you know, we're all at different places in terms of our communities, right, and how COVID-19 has impacted us, the number of cases, et cetera. And you brought up Oklahoma, and I use that as a great example. There's a huge difference between COVID-19 and how it's impacted, you know, Stillwater versus Norman, which is right there next to Oklahoma City. And, you know, they're within the same state. And so, you know, trying to find processes, trying to find dates that work for everyone has been a challenge. You know, we in the Big 12, I think, first and foremost, really wanted to move forward together as a conference. And, you know, when we landed on those dates, the return of football student athletes on June 15th, and then fall sports on July 1, and men's and women's basketball and other sports on July 15th. You know, not everybody got the date that they wanted, right? And so there was a compromise, and you know, our medical director certainly spoke into it, as well as each of us listening to our public health officials. You know, we had some schools that probably could have started earlier, could have started on June 1. We have some schools that, you know, felt like July 1st was the best date. And so, again, I think there's strength in togetherness and moving forward as one. And we were able to do that. We've got, you know, I think we've got the best athletic directors in the country in the Big 12. Commissioner Bowlesby has done an unbelievable job, as has the Big 12 staff. So, but it was a lot of conversation, Bill, and some compromise and some give and take. And again, at the center of the decision-making process always was the health and wellness of our student athletes and staff.
Yeah, absolutely. You had mentioned speaking with donors, and I want to get to that, but I got to take a break first. Mac Rhodes, athletic director for Baylor, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. More coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
On Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Mac Rhodes, Athletic Director of Baylor. So you've been talking with health officials, people within the conference. Then you also have to look within your family, and you've got Zoom calls coming up with student athletes. You're also talking with donors. What are those conversations like? What's the feedback you're getting from your donors?
Well, I think that, donors, want there to be a football season, want there to be, an athletic season. They're passionate about the Baylor Bears. And, I think for some there's this feeling of emptiness, particularly when you think about, both basketball programs and where they were and the seasons they were having. And then, the great optimism for, our spring sports. Most of our spring sports were all ranked in the top, 20, 25. And so, so there's this sense of excitement and, I guess it's cautious optimism and they want to be helpful and they want to be supportive. And, we've got such a great, great group of donors and fans and they get it. And they're so supportive of our student athletes and care about our student athletes. So the conversations have been really positive and they've been uplifting for me. They really have, because sometimes, you get in the middle of this and you may lose sight a little bit, and it's just a grind, and to talk to other people, and just the support that they provide for you and others, it's been tremendous. So we've got, again, great donors, great people.
How do you see fans being part of McLean Stadium this season? What, as of now, and I know it can change, but right now, how does that look for the football season?
Yeah, right now it's hard to imagine a stadium at full capacity, unless there's some advances in terms of treatment and things of that nature. I think people naturally are going to be or some are going to be apprehensive about coming into a stadium and being so close to people. So I would imagine that there will be fans, but there will be a reduced capacity. Now, Bill, what that means, right? I'm not sure. And I think when you think about, the capacity of stadiums across the country, I think it could be different for different places. I really think that's going to depend upon, just the impact, how COVID-19 is being dealt with in each of the different communities, right? Are cases, increasing? Are they stable? Are they decreasing? And so I think it's going to be very dependent on each of the different localities.
2016, when you came in, a low time at Baylor, and I don't want to rehash all of that, but looking back on that situation and what you came into, how has that prepared you for handling this pandemic?
Oh, that is, Bill, that's a great question. And, I think just fundamentally, right, when you're in crisis, right, you go back to your fundamentals, you go back to your basics, your core, and what you're about as an organization, right? Making sure that you're making decisions for the right reasons and that you're doing an effective job communicating them and listening to people, making sure that they have a voice, and then coalescing and getting on board and all headed in one direction. And so, I think those basic principles, those are the things that we had to do in 2016, in August, and then those are, again, the same guiding principles for us now. And I just think that's true to every crisis that you go through. And I think fundamentally you always have to show that you care about people as you go through it. And and again, we're certainly not perfect, but we've tried to do that as best we can.
I mean, when you think back, the middle of March and everything shut down, And you look at where we're at now, a month and a half, to, you know, 2 months into this, there's a lot that can happen from now until September. And you'd be cautiously optimistic. So we try to keep things positive. That's one thing I've tried to do here on the show is kind of keep things positive. And obviously, health and safety is first and foremost. And I preface that, Mac, because I want to try to swing and talk about the sports side of things just to kind of keep things light and maybe give our listeners something to look forward to. So you had a football team that was in the Big 12 title game, two basketball programs that had their sights set on the Final Four. You talked about the spring success. Baylor had so much momentum building. How does that program keep that moving along? How do you keep that moving along for the 2020-21 season?
You know, I think we keep doing the things that we've been doing. And, you know, it always starts with people, Bill, and you know that. But we've got great coaches. We've got great student athletes. We're blessed to have, you know, good facilities, all of those things. But none of those other things matter unless you've got the great people. And so I think we continue to be true to who we are. And, you know, we talk about our vision, and at the center of everything is preparing champions for life. When you think about our student athletes and our four pillars, the athletic success and the academic achievement and the character formation and the spiritual growth. And, you know, if we continue to focus not just on one of those, but all four of them and really believe in them and live them, not just speak them, live them. I think we'll continue to have the success that we were so fortunate to have, you know, this year. When you think in totality of all of the programs, and so that's, you know, we're going to continue to do that. And I think if we do that right, the winning, you know, the athletic success on field, on court success, right? I think that takes care of itself. And we've got, like I said, we've got great coaches and we've got great student athletes that have all bought in. There's a togetherness, you know, throughout the department. And, you know, we not only have great coaches, but we've got great staff that get it and understand it. And so, again, we're certainly not perfect, far from it. And we'll just continue to work and grind and you know, make sure that we focus on the right things and never take for granted in terms of what we have. And I think that's how we'll continue to be successful.
Football coaches around the country have had to find a new way to communicate with players, Zoom meetings and coaching that way. But you have a new hire, Dave Aranda. Talk about the leadership that you've seen from him. Now, here's a new coach coming into a situation with a new program, trying to learn the players, get them to buy into his system. Just talk about the leadership that you've seen from him during this pandemic shutdown.
Yeah, he's done a great job. You know, I've joked with him, you know, welcome to your first head coaching job, right? And so much of it has been done through Zoom, but he's been terrific. And, you know, he gets it and understands it and, you know, probably gets, you know, first and foremost that this is less about football right now and more about relationships. And, you know, you talked about it because he's new, right? And the coaching staff's new, right? And all of this happens. And so how do you first and foremost try to develop relationships with your student athletes? And so I think that's been, you know, certainly the center of his focus. And also the staff, right? Because the staff's new and many of them don't know each other. And so spending time, you know, via Zoom calls to do some things so that the staff can develop relationships, get closer together. And he's been terrific. And you know, there's certainly the football piece of it, but I think it first starts for him in terms of just the caring for people And I think that will speak well when we finally get back to the football, the voluntary workouts, and then the required activity, the actual football piece. So he's been, we haven't played a football game yet, but he has absolutely been terrific the way he's handled all of it.
Mac, you and I, in a previous life, a previous school, I won't name it, but a former Big 12 school, you and I don't know if you remember this or not, but you and I had done an interview together, and it was actually face-to-face sit-down, and I had mentioned to you that this other school had this tradition that they had at basketball games that killed the momentum in the second half. And I pleaded with you as one of your first assignments as the AD for that school to change that. Now, I don't know if you did that or not, but it did move from late in the game, the slow energy-sapping tradition thing that they did. It did move until an earlier part of the half, and now it's not even played in the second half at all. I don't know if you had anything to do with moving that at all, if you remember that at all. But I wanted to thank you because I think it did help a little bit with their program. So I don't know what you did, but it worked and they've gotten better at it. So I that was my big takeaway from our first interview.
I do remember the conversation, and probably you deserve all of the credit. And I don't remember specifics, but I do remember having conversations about it with our marketing folks, and we probably made a few tweaks and adjustments, and so really, you were the driver and all that, so thank you.
Ah, that's outstanding. Well, that's great. You remember. That's good. Mac Rhodes, athletic director at Baylor. Thanks so much for your time here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Best of luck throughout the summer, and I'm confident we'll get through this, and we'll have football in the fall, and best of luck to you and your staff.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me on, and please stay safe and healthy, and all the best to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
Sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. It's time for our Making It Look Natural segment, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. In honor of the Baylor Bears and our guest, Mac Rhodes, let's focus on the Bears football and basketball programs, both the men's and women's, featured on our Making It Look Natural segment, starting with football. 13th-ranked Baylor. They locked up a bid for the Big 12 championship game after taking a 24-10 convincing victory over the Texas Longhorns. Charlie Brewer found Denzel Mims late in the third quarter to blow the game open.
Snap to Brewer. Brewer, slant, touchdown, center of the field. Denzel Mims on the receiving end. The Bears dial it up to a 20-3 lead over the Longhorns.
All right, let's fast forward to January 9th. Just over a year after snapping UConn's streak of 126 consecutive regular season wins, the sixth-ranked Baylor Lady Bears were at it again using a dominant fourth quarter. That included a decisive 15-0 run. Baylor pulled away late and defeated the top-ranked Huskies 74-58 before a crowd of 12,415 in Hartford, snapping their 98-game home court-winning streak.
She hands off to Taya Cooper, ball knocked away. Juicy Landrum gets it now to Didi Richards. Out beyond the three-point line, she tries to drive into the paint, gives it to Lauren Cox from about 8 feet, and she hits that one. Lady Bears on top, 57-54. Now Richards, entry pass to Lauren Cox, swings it across to Taya Cooper for the three. Yes, ma'am!
And then just two nights later, the biggest men's basketball win of the season, in my opinion. January 11th, 67-55 win at Kansas after 16 consecutive losses in Allen Fieldhouse, including 12 straight under head coach Scott Drew. The Bears broke the curse.
Jared Butler on the right side, 7 to shoot, working against Garrett. And layup is good.
What a
driving in on the right baseline. Gives the ball to Macy Oteague on the left side. Back to Butler. Butler will shoot a three. This one is good. Mitchell drives, gets a little separation, and nails a three-pointer.
John, I think we could say it.
Say it.
This one belongs to the Baylor Bears. 16 up, 45 to play.
It was a great run for Baylor this year. They were Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new social distancing game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Stick around, more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach-flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches-flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Glad you're with me. We normally have our can't-miss game of the week, which is presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Obviously, there's not much going on now. But, and listen, you know what? You might be an Iowa State football fan, And if you don't have season tickets, it's going to be tough for you to get to a home game. So maybe you want to consider a road game. Well, whatever your ticket buying options are, remember to consider Tickets for Less. Now, they have their Fansurance Guarantee. And you can learn more about that at ticketsforless.com. In fact, I just during the break, I just popped on their website. So you scroll across the top, you get MLB, NFL, NBA, NCAA. You click on NCAA, and right under the football, Kansas State Wildcats, the first team that pops up, and then the Kansas Jayhawks. So we were just talking about that. You know, what happens to a game against the Buffalo Bulls or North Dakota? There's already tickets available. Listen, after listening to Mac and reading some of the letter there from Jamie Pollard at Iowa State, I don't think we're going to have to worry about some of these things being canceled. I think they're going to happen. So anyway, you go to ticketsforless.com, you click on NCAA. There's Kansas State. We'll just take that for example. And obviously their first game, Saturday, September 5th, against Buffalo. I always want to say the Buffalo. I see the Bulls, and I want to say Bills. The Bulls and Bills. But you click on View Tickets from ticketforless.com. And they've got some great seats. Under $35 for the season opener for K-State. I mean, this is just one example. And then you can get great stuff right around the 40-yard line. So, listen, it's coming up. It's coming up. You don't have to jump on the website today. You don't have to jump on ticketsforless.com right now. But just ingrain it into your brain. Ticketsforless.com. And the time is going to come where you're going to be comfortable. You're going to be ready to get tickets. And they're going to help you out with some of the great prices. And they are always part of our Big 12 can't-miss game of the week. They are the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. I was going to talk about this at the beginning of the show, but Eddie Sutton, I was just sad to hear that Eddie Sutton had died just a few days ago, 84 years old. I was very happy to hear that he was elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. And that just happened on April 3rd. And he didn't make it for the induction ceremony. He fell short 6 times. And he said he had even believed that the scandal that ended his stint at Kentucky, that was likely the reason for his lengthy wait. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous that it lasted that long. When you end up with 806 wins over 37 seasons, when you become the first coach to take 4 different D1 programs to the NCAA tournament, you deserve to get in. All right, once, twice, maybe getting passed over. Okay, the message has been sent. But in addition to taking Oklahoma State to the tournament, the Final Four, he did it with Kentucky, Arkansas, Creighton. Certainly deserved the Hall of Fame bid. So, and there was a lot of great, I mean, I've just been on social media and just reading former players, former coaches, former rivals, just the nice things that they've said about him. So, Eddie Sutton lost a great coach. And when you read the personal stories from people, a great person, too. So, our condolences go out to the Sutton family. All right, we'll come back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Did you know that you can listen to Big 12 this week on TuneIn under College Sports Now? I'm Bill Pollack. I want to talk about baseball. I've been wanting to talk about this. This is really interesting. But first, I got to tell you about Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, where they design custom-branded suits and blazers representing your favorite college, your favorite team, whatever your passion. Go to RevealSuits.com for all your luxury apparel needs. And now they are taking care of you during this pandemic. They are offering up full surgical medical gowns. If you're a frontline hero, if you'd like to help in that direction. And again, let me go to their website, RevealSuits.com. Boy, you know what? I don't see the, are they there? Are they still, they are. Yes, they are there. The gowns from head to toe. Hey, you might even, if you got to take an airline flight, you might even want to think about that. And then they have their disposable face masks as low as 75 cents each. And then they have the N95 protective masks that you can get as low as $199 each. So RevealSuits.com. Your place to go as you get back into the workplace. Turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos where passion meets fashion. And then also there to assist you during the COVID-19 pandemic. RevealSuits.com. So what's under consideration for 2022 would be starting the baseball season the third weekend of March instead of in February, and the playoffs and College World Series starting in July. You've got fewer postponements or cancellations. And with the way that, obviously, during the pandemic, academic athletic departments are in a crunch for money. So you save on some travel. You don't have those northern schools perhaps needing to take trips to Florida and California. And then I think it gives baseball its own season. There's not as much overlap with basketball. And now you're going into July, you give athletic departments almost a full calendar year for generating revenue. You get through those playoffs in July, and then by August, fall camp is rolling around. D1Baseball.com had the story, an interesting stat. Of the 299 teams in Division I baseball, only 36 averaged 2,000 or more fans in 2019. That's an amazing stat. So I would love to see that happen for college baseball. Absolutely. All right, I'd like to thank my guest, Mac Rhodes, athletic director from Baylor, for joining me for a couple of segments. Great guy, great insight. And I want to thank you for tuning in as well. Stay safe, and we'll be back with you next week. More great guests, more great insight on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 this week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.